You're listening to My Latest Rant. My Latest Rant is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. So this week's rant will be a little multi-topic, as they've kind of all been lately, but this one, so we'll start with college football. And I gotta believe this will be the last time I'm talking about college football for a while, but college football playoff. So that came out this past weekend. By the way, just accept that Alabama's gonna get in no matter what. I think that's the first thing all of us just need to accept, is they're always going to get in. That's just the bottom line. They're going to put them in. It's funny, their coach, now that the Michigan job is open, I've seen mention that he might be interested in that job because he's lost three games 2 years in a row at Alabama, and he may be on the hot seat, but yet they're in the college football playoff. Anyway, so it just shows that doesn't matter. They're going to put them in. They're going to put as many SEC schools in as they can. We all know that. But Notre Dame. So Notre Dame was in all of the previews, all of the weeks leading up. They're in. They don't play, and all of a sudden, they're not in. So I'm not going to argue whether they should have been in to start with, but they were. That was the bottom line. They were in to start with. And then all of a sudden, they're not. Bottom line is, they've got a vendetta with Notre Dame because they're not in a conference. They'd rather, much rather make them mad than make the SEC or the ACC mad. So they basically all but told them, hey, there's going to be close calls. You're not going to make it. So that's what they've told them. It's not right, but that's what they've done, and that's the way it's going to be. So it takes me to my next subject. It wasn't right, and it is garbage, but takes me to my next subject, and that's bowl games. So Notre Dame decided, okay, we're not going to the college football playoff. We're not going to a bowl game. Iowa State said, we're not going to a bowl game. Kansas State, no bowl game. Saw other schools that said they weren't going. Now, they didn't have the six wins. They were just saying it if it fell to the 5-7s. But anyway, we're seeing more of this. We also know there's all kinds of players that will opt out of the bowls and not play because they're afraid they're going to get hurt, because either they're going to the NFL draft or they're going back into the transfer portal, so they don't want to get hurt. So where are we? Where are we with the bowls? These colleges, these schools have said, no, we're not going. So there's some seniors on those teams that don't get the opportunity to finish that would have gotten one more game. Iowa State, especially at 8-4, they'd have got a decent bowl game. But they're not, because their coach left. So I don't know why. You've got all kinds of coaches that could have stepped up. So where are we going with the bowls? Do we need them anymore? I mean, my personal opinion, expand the playoff a little bit more. And just get rid of the bowl games. Now, I know they won't, because that's money. But the bowls are just getting – they've got to do absurd stuff, like have edible mascots at the Pop-Tart Bowl or dump mayonnaise on your head. They've got to come up with these absurd plans, because nobody wants to go anymore. And more, the schools don't want to go. Now the players don't want to go. What are we doing? I mean, there's a handful of them. I think Illinois is happy to be where they're at. I think they're glad to have a good bowl. And I think a few of them, but I think some of these lower ones, they can start cutting. I think they can start getting rid of them right now, knock it down. You got the college football playoff, and then you're going to have basically the bowl games that would be basically the NIT equivalent after that. But I think you can start getting rid of some of them, because I don't think the schools care anymore. Being bowl eligible was a big deal. Well, let's be honest, you got to be 6-6. A lot of these schools, you play three cupcakes. So you go three and six against real schools. I mean, so is it really worth doing anymore? So I think they need to start just thinking about getting rid of some of those and moving forward with it. So next topic, Baseball Hall of Fame. So ERA's committee voted this past weekend. The only one to get the votes needed was Jeff Kent, and I'll talk about that in a minute. He got the votes needed, got 14 of the 16. He would have needed 12 to get in. He got 14. Next closest was Carlos Delgado. He got 9 votes, which probably sets him up to get in the future. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. Dale Murphy, he only got 6 votes. Don Mattingly, just 6 votes. I'm convinced, and it saddens me to say, but I said it Sunday night when this came out, Dale Murphy will never get in. So, as far as I'm concerned, this is the last time I care what the Major League Baseball, the Baseball Hall of Fame, sorry, it's not Major League Baseball, the Baseball Hall of Fame, I don't care anymore. I'm done. That was really the one player left that I cared one way or the other, if they ever made it. He's not going to make it. And I'm sorry, I'm just accepting that now. Maybe I should have accepted it years ago. But I've accepted it now. He'll never get in. And so I don't care. I really don't. I do not care about it in any way. But the way the voting went got me thinking about some things with this. So Jeff Kent got in. Now, I've thought Jeff Kent was a Hall of Famer all this time. I never understood why he did so poorly, but he went through 10 years of voting. Most of those years, he was in the teens, and then he got a surge his last couple of years, and the very last year, he was at 46.5%. Now, you need 75% to get in, so he never got close. He never got close on the writer's ballot. Never even, you know, he was nearly 30% away. He never got half of the vote. So he never got close. But then he gets in with 14 to 16 votes. And it got me thinking about some other people. Carlos Delgado, we just talked about. Carlos Delgado, and you can look up his numbers and see what kind of career he had. He got 9 of the 16 votes on the Eras Committee. In my opinion, that probably sets him up to the next time he's on whatever ballot, the Eras Committee, the Veterans Committee, whatever, he's probably going to have a pretty good shot to get in. Carlos Delgado only lasted on the ballot the 1 year. He got 3.8% of the vote. He didn't get 5% to stay on the ballot beyond a year. And now he looks like maybe a presumptive Hall of Famer. And it got me looking at some other guys. So now that Jeff Kent will be in, it makes Lou Whitaker's case even stronger as a second baseman who's still not in. Most people feel like Lou Whitaker should be in the Hall of Fame. And I'm one of those. I feel like he should be in the Hall of Fame. Lou Whitaker lasted 1 year on the writer's ballot, got 2.9% of the vote. And then he was off. Never got another shot. Was on the Veterans Committee. Didn't do all that well on the Veterans Committee. So what's the deal? You know, and then another player, Alan Trammell, he went through 15 years of voting, stayed on the ballot the whole time. Most of those years, he was in the teens, got 15, 16, 18% of the vote. Got a little surge at the end. His last year got up to 40.9% of the vote. So didn't even get nearly half the vote. He was way short of the 75%, wasn't even close. But yet, the first time he was on a veteran's ballot, boom, he's in. So what are we doing? It maddens me to look at this, that you've got guys that, you know, don't hardly get a sniff when it comes to the vote that we feel like are Hall of Famers, and then they do get in. We've seen it with Fred McGriff. We've seen it with other guys. So what are we doing with that writer's ballot? What's going on with that? You know, they need to reshape something. I don't know. And like I said, I don't care anymore. I haven't really followed the game that much in years. Now that I've convinced myself that Murph will never get in, I really don't care that much. There's a few people I'd like to see get in, but not that caring anymore. But just looking at this system, there's got to be a way to do better with this. You know, you got guys that are getting 3.8% of the vote their first year, and they're off the ballot, and then, you know, you're looking now that, hey, this guy's probably got a decent shot to get in one day, in Carlos Delgado. When you look at his numbers, why would he have not gotten an opportunity to do better? You know, and I watched a video that a guy made the other day. It was about Jim Edmonds and his Hall of Fame right up. And when you start looking at his numbers compared to other center fielders, he's very much there in career war and tons of other things that he was able to do in his career. He's right there with a lot of those guys. So he definitely deserves to continue that conversation. Well, Jim Edmonds was on the ballot for exactly 1 year in 2016. He got 2.5% of the vote. You telling me he's that far? I don't think so. You know, it's just so it's ridiculous. You see this all the time. I remember Ted Simmons fell off the ballot, and at one time they had a stipulation that if you never gotten such and such amount of the vote, you weren't considered for the Veterans Committee. So there was actually a short period of time that Ted Simmons wasn't even eligible to be a Hall of Famer. Now, they changed that later, and of course he got in later on and should have been in long before he was, but you know, I hear this thing, you know, baseball's always been, well, guys that are for the small hall. Well, those days are over. You know, we went beyond that a long time ago. You know, if you're talking small hall, you were talking just the elite of the elite. You know, you were talking the Babe Ruths, you were talking the Lou Gehrigs, you were talking the Christy Mathewsons, the Willie Mays, the Hank Aarons, the Stan Musials. That's the only guys, Ted Williams, that's the only guys that got in. Were the elite of the elite of the elite. Well, baseball went beyond that a long time ago. It did. Baseball decided long, long ago that they were going to go beyond that. So now you have to weigh it by what you have in already and look at this in a better way. I don't know how anybody could look at that, look at who's been in the Hall of Fame and give Lou Whitaker 2.9% of the vote. I don't know how they could look at Jeff Kent and give him such low votes over the years, and now he's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, like I said about Carlos Delgado, 3.8% of the vote the first year. It's like they're not paying attention. It's like the writers aren't doing their homework at all when it comes to this. And I know they've only got so many votes, but really? Guys are getting that few of votes? I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Jim Edmonds, 2.5% of the vote. Well, how many votes is that? It's not many. I mean, it's like you'd think you'd get that many as a favor. So they need to revamp what they're doing. It's not working. They've got all these different levels, the eras, the veterans, the, you know, that they're looking into, and this doesn't seem to be working. And, you know, I've clamored for Dale Murphy for years, and I've finally convinced myself he's never getting in, but I don't believe anybody's ever really sat down and studied his career, his, you know, and really broken down his numbers. I think all they do is they look at the bottom line and say, eh, he's a little short of where he should be, didn't finish very well, so nope, he's out. Well, they don't look at the fact that there were injuries involved. They don't look at the fact that he was a dominant player in the game for an 8-season stretch, a 2-time MVP, a super popular player, a 5-time gold. They didn't look at any of that. I'm convinced of that. They quit. They didn't even look at it. He got 6 out of 16 votes from the Eras Committee, and a lot of those guys were guys he played with at that time that I'm assuming didn't vote for him. So I'm fed up with the whole thing. I'm done with the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like I said, I don't care who gets in anymore, and I don't care who's on it anymore, but it needs to be revamped. It's a mess. It's not ran well. It's not done well. They've got multiple levels going in multiple different directions, and you've got guys getting 3.8% of the vote that probably are going to be Hall of Famers, other guys that get 2.9% that should be Hall of Famers, and other guys getting 2.5% that at least deserve a conversation. I honestly think the NFL's way is probably better when the guys get in the room and they sit down and they talk about candidacy and shell it out that way, because it's not working the way they're doing it. It absolutely isn't. They need to do something different. And I know there's people out there that do care, and these players deserve at least to get a decent conversation had about them. And I don't think that's happening in a lot of cases. And we've seen all kinds of cases where guys that get piddly amounts of votes their first couple years, Scott Rowland's one, and then eventually he gets elected to the Hall of Fame. Well, what was going on those first couple of years? He didn't get any better later on. So they need to revamp the way they're doing it. It's not working the way they're going. Like I said, I don't care anymore. I've given up on seeing certain players get their due. And by the way, character is one of the clauses in there for these guys. But it's a mess. It's not getting any better, and it's not going to get any better until they make some big time changes. But and remember, it's a separate thing. Baseball doesn't have anything to do with it. So it's kind of its own animal on top of it. So, and by the way, the national media made a big deal because Clemens and Bonds didn't get in. Got less than 5 votes from the Errors Committee. Anybody that knows anything knew they weren't going to. They're done now. The best shot those guys had was when the writers were voting on it. Now you're getting voted on by former players, a lot of the case. Now, there are some writers in there, but for the most part, it's former writers that are voting on you now, or former players. Those former players are not putting them in. Forget it. They're not going to do it. So if they didn't get in before, they're not getting in now. They might as well not even put them on the ballot anymore. I don't even know why they're bothering at this point. So that's little finish up on the Hall of Fame. So I'm Todd Stapleton. That's my latest rant. Thank you for listening to my latest rant. It is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can check out this and all of our past podcasts on our website at i70sports.com.